This is Phil Farron. And I am driving to have dinner with a friend. And then I'm going home. But because of that, this has got to be fast. Because by the time I get out of my dinner with my friend, it's going to be dark. So my notes are going to be worthless to me. Although, interesting topic. I watched this TED Talk called, Is This the End of Physics? Or Are We Approaching the End of Physics? Something. Interesting talk. But I had a buddy call that we've been trying to get together for a while. He called earlier this week, wrote me a text earlier this week, and he said, hey, I'm going to be in town Thursday. Can I even? And originally, I had a meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. It's 4:30 now, 4:35 now. And so I said, we can do it. I just got to meet with you at like 4:45. We'll have an hour, and then I got to run, and then we'll go. And I forgot, oi, podcast on Thursday. So I only have 10 minutes. So don't have time for the topic. I'll just move the topic to next week. Everything's going fine. Good at work. Had a great month last month. Got a lot of stuff done. We had put a bunch of projects to sleep because it was end of year, beginning of year madness, which there always is. And so now we're in the process of resurrecting all of those and moving them out. And, you know, and some we were really close on. And so we're just, let's go. So anyways, everything's good there. Everything's good with the writing. I'm actually kind of scrambling a little bit now because I'm over 300 pages. I'm somewhere around 309 or 310 or something. And the book really isn't supposed to go any longer than, you know, 420 pages. So I'm on the home stretch now. I mean, it's downhill from here. And I still got quite a bit of story to tell. So we're going to start accelerating. But I think I mentioned before all the balls were up in the air and some of them are landing now. I think I'm pretty close to knowing how. I just got a few more things to work out, but it's coming together. It's gonna be fine. And I think I have the epilogue, which I've mentioned before, and I think it's gonna be good. We'll see. You never know till you land it. Never know till it's on the page. I thought I'd tell you about a kind of funny anecdote that happened to me last Friday, which is pretty typical for a life lesson for how things go. I had mentioned, I think, last week that we were looking at a junker car for a young lady who's coming to stay with us. And we had found this car where they'd supposedly replaced the engine, replaced this, that, and the other. And taken it to the mechanic, had him look it over. And he said, you know, well, it runs good. I was going to get the inspections done and get that all done on Friday. Did I talk about this last week? I am getting too old. I can't remember. If I talked about it this last week and I already told this story, I apologize. Chalk it up to the fact that I'm 57 and yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell the story again. And if you've heard it, you just turn me off. But anyway, so whenever you buy something, I've noticed that when I do like a big purchase, there's always that time afterwards where you're kind of like, oh, was this the right thing to buy? I'm not. Buyer's remorse, we call it formally. And of course, that's a generation of the flesh because it doesn't really matter to the flesh whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing. It just wants to make you feel miserable about it. So it's just going to raise all kinds of problems. Well, it was so funny last Friday morning because I thought, well, I'll go in, I'll have the oil and all the fluids changed on this thing because it does leak. So I'll just have everything topped off and then it'll be great. So I go into Walmart and they say, well, do you want us to inspect it too? Sure, why not? Go ahead and inspect it too. So I'm driving in, going to Walmart, trying to get there early in the morning so it can be done first thing. And I'm driving along, the car's running pretty good, not great, pretty good. I had actually gone out the Wednesday before and started up, and man, it started right up, running like a top. And then after it sat there for a while, then suddenly it started. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound right. So when I start it up, it's kind of still doing that, you know, blah, 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 you know, and I'm revving it up, trying to keep it going. About a third of the way in, the engine light comes on. And it's blinking, 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 blinking. And then it comes on solid, and it's like, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So, it's going, I'm driving it in. And I eventually get it there, oil change, you know, supposed to get an inspection. So, okay, fine. So I come back after a bit, after I do some grocery shopping. And I said, so how's that inspection going? Oh, you know, oh, the guy will have to come talk to you. You know, he said, it's not going to be good. I said, okay, okay, well, what is it? Well, I think I'd rather I just let him talk to you. Okay, that's fine. So he comes out. Well, there's some minor things like cracked headlights and didn't have seatbelt buckles. Well, I knew that. I didn't know it was part of the inspection or I would have replaced them before I did anything. But I knew that. It's, you know, that's fine. So then he says, well, yeah, the power steering, it's really binding and it's leaking. It's binding really bad. I'm thinking, power steering? What? You know, I mean, I've driven the car a couple of times. There was no problem with the power steering, but I figured out later the car was running so rough that the power steering pump wasn't actually getting turned, and that's why it was so. So that's like, okay, we'll fix that. So brakes are under par. Yeah, yeah, okay, that's fine, that's fine. So there's a few things in there, but, you know, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So anyways, I've got the parts. Tomorrow, I'm actually taking it back to the mechanic because apparently I didn't specify. I just wanted to know what kind of car it was. I didn't tell him that I wanted it to pass inspection. So, because I walked back in, we started talking, and he's like, oh, you actually bought that. Yeah, I bought that, which I actually had told them I was going. But anyways, that's fine. It's fine. I love my car mechanics. They are great. I love them. So they're taking a look at it tomorrow. They're getting everything dressed up. Hopefully, when all that happens, I'm going to walk out there, I'm going to start that car up, and it's just going to go boom and start right up like I heard it before. And if we can get back there, we're good. If we can't, well, it might be time to kick the car into the ditch. After having spent $500 on it, and after already putting another, oh, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars in parts, just buying parts for it, and then whatever the bills will be to actually get the thing up to where it's inspectable. But, you know, you can take it to the junkyard and get $300 out of it. So, at the end of the day, it's sunk cost. But see, what the flesh will do is I'm driving in and it's going, no, the flesh is going, see, those stupid, why'd you buy this? Those stupid, it's stupid. You know, you shouldn't have bought this car. This car was the wrong car. You made the wrong decision. You're stupid. But I'm not going to listen to that. It's like, well, you know, sometimes you take a flyer. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. Just relax. It's going to be fine. So tomorrow is the big reveal, you know. Tomorrow is the take it down and have the mechanic actually work on it. And if he calls and he goes, Phil, this job is going to be like $600, well, then we might have to go, forget it, kick it in the ditch, we're not putting in any more money. You know, or it may be so, okay, I write you the check for $500, is this thing going to run for 6 to 7 months? You know, because if there's a good chance that it's going to run for 6 or 7 months, it's worth it. You know, because all told, even if it's $1,000, you run that thing for 6 months, 7 months, that's cheaper than a car payment. You know, and then you have it paid for, and then whatever you get beyond that is just gravy. So, we'll see. Whenever you get into one of these old cars, there's always an interesting thing. But you know what? You know what? Even if it does turn into kick it in the ditch and have to go look at something else, it's fine. It'll all work out. Because in 50,000 years, what difference is it going to make? All these little pieces with, you know, whether or not we had that dollar here or that dollar here, it's all going to be fine. And I am in this extraordinarily fortunate position of, if I drop $1,000 and nothing happens with that $1,000, everything will be fine, which is an amazing place to be in life. And I am extraordinarily grateful for it. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it to where I'm having dinner with my friend, and I'm waving at him, and he's coming over. So we got to get him on the podcast. Say hello. This is Justin.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Good. This is Phil Farron, and I have made it to the restaurant.